Hi everyone. Long time no see. I haven't posted in a while because I've moved back into my student building and packing and getting settled back in has taken up a lot of my time, so I haven't had time to sit down and make an audio. Well, enjoy myself either, so. But today I've finally got time, and I've got some quite exciting things. I have never used any type of sex toy. I only use, my hands. I think it was a little bit of fear of ordering them to my home and someone, I don't know, like accidentally opening them or, you know, whatever. Just normal shame things. Not shame, but, you know, normal scared someone would find them. But now that I'm in my student building, I can order those things and not worry about them being discovered by anyone else. So I ordered a vibrating wand. I'm sure, you know, everyone knows the ones I'm talking about, but I will include some photos of the toys I bought. And I also bought a dildo as well, which I'm quite nervous about because I have only had sex twice in my life, and I haven't, the last time I did was over 2 years ago, so I haven't experimented with penetration since, because I probably have mentioned this in previous audios, but I don't find much pleasure from using my fingers inside myself. And not only that, I frequently have very long sharp nails, as you will see on one of the photos, so putting those inside of myself is not a good idea. So I'm quite nervous because they're times that I did have sex, it was quite painful at first, not because of the partners I was with, just because, I don't know, it takes a while for my body to relax, and probably nerves as well, but you know. So I thought that I would use the wand for a bit to relax myself and maybe get an orgasm or two before I tried lubing up the dildo and using that. So, yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm excited to try the vibrator because, well, like I said, I've never used one before. Stimulation of my clit is most pleasurable for me, so I would think that this would be quite the same. So yeah. Okay. I don't know how loud this is going to sound. So I apologize if the vibrator is quite loud. I will try and make it not like jarring to the ears in post-production if it is too loud. And I apologize if you can hear like traffic sounds because my bed is by a window. Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna get started. So I'm just gonna pin it on. Okay, so it's on. And I'm just gonna, I know that it has multiple settings, so I'm just gonna try the settings and narrate to you what they're like. I mean, you'll be able to hear them, but you know. Okay. The first set, and I'll try. Okay, well. Okay, that's a lot more intense than I thought it'd be. Okay, so this is on the lowest speed. And it's just a constant vibration. This is like a quick pulsing. Feels quite good. Like a longer gap between the pulses. I'm sure you can hear the pattern of them, but yeah. Fuck. I think I've liked the constant vibration and the quick pulsing one the most so far. Okay, that was too intense. Fuck. It like pulls up really quickly and then drops. Oh. Okay. Another pulsing one. Like short bursts and then long. And now it's stopped because it's gone through the cycle. Okay, well, I've definitely been missing out. I think my favorite one is just the constant vibration, but the quick pulsing one is really nice as well because like, it gives you time to feel it and then calm down and then feel it again. So it's kind of like it could be fun for edging. I feel like you probably heard my reaction to the very intense one that went down. Okay, I wasn't expecting it to be that intense because there's like, I think there's like 6 beats. So, yeah. So I think I'm just gonna play with the constant vibration one for a bit on low speed to loosen myself up, so to speak, and relax and get in the mood before I start moving to the more intense ones. Okay. Oh. can't believe that this is the lowest intensity. I can literally like feel my pelvis vibrating. I can just feel myself clenching over and over. Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay. I've just taken it off for a second, just to take a breather. I'm gonna turn the speed up a little bit. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's intense. Oh, fuck, that's intense. Okay, I'm just gonna keep it pressed down until I come, which I really don't think is going to take long. Getting close. Oh. Oh, I just lost my... I lost the perfect angle. Oh, okay, strike. Oh, there we go. Ooh, yeah. Oh, oh my God, that felt good. Okay. That's one orgasm. I know that most people know that multiple orgasms for women is quite easy compared to men, obviously. But I always come in pace, but I have to keep touching myself quite soon after the first one. Oh, I have, like, the feeling goes away. So I think it'd be fun to get that I'm tongue-tied. Get that second orgasm and turn up the intensity again. And then I think that after that, I'd like to try the dildo. So yeah, okay. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle this, to be honest. It feels so good. It's just like so intense, like deep vibrations. Okay, so let's turn this back on. I feel a building right here. Oh, I'm gonna go again. Oh, fuck. this, I don't know if it's just me that gets this, but after an intense orgasm, like, it's not pins and needles, but I get this type of, the only way I can explain it is fizzy, like a fizzy feeling, like, through everything, but I especially feel it, like, in the tips of my fingers. I don't know. I'm guessing it's the blood flow, like, you know, the build up to the orgasm makes your heart beat really fast, and then the release. Oh. Okay. Now that I've come twice and relaxed a bit, I think that would be fun to try with the dildo. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I have the dildo here. I haven't really looked at it properly. Apart from to take the picture, like, this is the first time I'm, like, actually feeling it properly, apart from just holding it. And I have to say, this is, like, so realistic to the real thing. Like, it's strange. It looks, I don't know, I feel like it looks big because I have quite small hands, but, it looks daunting. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm excited to try. I'm nervous. Yeah, so I'm gonna lube it up a bit because you know, wet from where I just did, but I'd rather be overcautious considering I haven't you know, done anything with penetration in over 2 years, and even when I did, it tended to be quite stingy at first, so yeah. Okay, so excuse the ruffling sounds, but I have some lube. I'm just gonna drip it on. Rubbing it all over the shaft and especially the head as well. Yeah, okay. I don't know if lying on my back is going to be the most easiest or comfortable, but we shall try that first. Okay. I'm just gonna lie back. Just gonna rub it up and down my clit a little bit to get it even more wet. Oh, I don't know if you can hear this. Just rubbing it up and down, coating it in my wetness. Okay. I'm just gonna try and push the tip in. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Okay. It's a little bit stingy. It's the same feeling as the last times. It's not quite going in yet. Okay. Okay, there's a couple of cars going past, I apologize. Okay, the tip's in. Ow. It's a little bit, I don't know how to explain it, stingy. I'm just trying to gently push it in. This is exactly how it felt, you know, had sex with someone else. It stings for the first a minute or two, and then, I don't know, it just kind of goes away. Oh, ow, 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 okay, 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 okay. Oh, okay. I'm just thrusting the tip in and out to get rid of that, like, stingy feeling. Oh, it's starting to feel good. Doesn't give me the same type of pleasure as clitoral stimulation, but it's still nice. Okay, I'm pushing her in a bit deeper. I'm waiting for the point where it just goes in, because that's usually what happens, like, there's resistance at the front, and it stings, and then it just kind of glides in, and it feels good then. And it's hard to stay relaxed and not clench up, and that doesn't help. Okay. I'm not really getting past the first 2 inches, so I'm gonna add some more lube and see if that helps. Got some more lube. It's not gonna get much wetter than that. Okay. Take two. Heads back in. It's still burning a bit. Just gonna keep on thrusting that in and out. Still a little bit stingy, but it feels good. Okay, I'm just gonna slowly push in and see if it slides in. Try and relax. Oh! Okay, oh. Ow. Almost, almost. I could feel it. It was like just there. Okay, let's try again. Oh my god. Oh. Okay. Ow. Okay, we're in. Oh, fuck. Oh, I forgot how good this feels. Oh, fuck. Okay, we're mostly in. It's just like an inch until the balls, but it's in for enough. I'm just gonna thrust slowly for now, just to get used to it. Oh. Mm. Oh, such like a deep, tingly feeling. Okay, I'm right down to the balls. Oh, fuck. Ooh, that's deep. Oh. Okay, I'm just gonna thrust a bit faster. Ooh. Fuck. I won't be able to get an orgasm out of this. Because I don't know, I just can't do it without rubbing my clit at the same time, but it still feels really good. I think I'll play with it for a couple more minutes. Because it feels good, but at the same time, it still stings, so I don't wanna push myself too much and be all so afterwards. So, just enjoy me moaning for a bit longer. Ooh, fuck, that's deep. Oh. As fast as I can. I'm not gonna be able to come from it, but it'll still feel good. Oh, around my G spot. Good. I just pulled it out and I'm just rubbing it against my clit. God, so warm from being inside of me. Definitely tried some new things. New things. God, I can't speak. The vibrator is really, really intense. Like, even on a lower setting. Wow. Like, the second time I game was only on the third setting, so. And still does really fun too. Even though it's definitely something that I have to relax beforehand for, because it's quite thick. It's definitely worth it. Okay. Okay, well, I had great fun. And I hope that whoever's listening to this will enjoy listening to me as much as I enjoy doing this. Yeah, okay. I'll speak to you next time. Bye.